That's true.
Get a nice young one, just big enough to shoot.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've never had much experience at that.
I haven't either.
I've had a lot of friends.
Yeah, that's the way it is with me. I've eaten it.
I have too. Venison.
I sure haven't shot any. I've tried.
Yeah, well, I've never had enough. You see, in this country, there is no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was never much of a sportsman. I've always been interested in other things other than, I used to go out here and hunt what we have here, the quail and stuff like that, and rabbits and squirrel, but to get a good gun and go off into the Colorado or Eastern Oklahoma, I've never done that. I have, in the first place, I was always too busy.
Yeah.
Didn't have the time.
Mm-hmm.
Then it takes a lot of money, you know.
Boy, it certainly does. It
takes a lot of money. So I have a lot of friends going. They bring their deer right back. They always get one. That's all they're allowed in Colorado, you know. You kill one buck, that's the season. That's all you're allowed.
Yeah.
If they catch you more than one, why, they ask one old boy if they'd put him in jail. He said, no, they won't put you in jail. He said, they'll throw you under the jail. That's the way he put it.
Go out there and come back with a deer and cost him about, $1.60 a pound.
Every bit of it. But it's the sport.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
that's right. Get out and get away from it.
Yeah, that's it. That's the way to do it.
Oh, another one. Do you have any special terms for an illegitimate child?
Illegitimate. Let's see now. Now you say we're just talking to ourselves?
Yeah, I got it running.
Yeah.
We're just talking to ourselves.
An illegitimate child, according to the Bible, is a bastard.
Mm-hmm.
That's Bible for you.
Uh-huh.
That's not a special term. That's just been come down through the centuries.
Uh-huh.
Just a bastard.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's a pretty word. I don't like it.
No, it's not.
And I would never use it with reference to a human being. I wouldn't even use the word.
You know, in the Army, that was so common.
That word?
Yeah. Well, the whole bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
It was just very common.
To me, that's crude.
Yeah.
And I just can't get that crude. I was always taught to have some little degree of refinement, and to me that's crude and rough, and there's a lot of words like that I won't even use.
And when you get done and leave the Army, boy.
Well, sir, I was never in the Army. World War I came on.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you wasn't even born.
No, I came along about 6 years later.
That's what I know. I had just married. I married in 1915. And, of course, most young folks will begin to raise a family.
Uh-huh.
And my wife had our first son, 19 and 17, I believe 1917. They drew our numbers, you know, and brought us in and examined us, and qualified us, and classified us.
Uh-huh.
And you know how they examined us then? They brought us right up here to this courthouse, took us up in the courtroom there, and had the doctors, two or three doctors in there, and they said, now you men pull your clothes off. We pulled every stitch of clothes we had on off, 20 in a bunch, and would start right around that house just as naked as we was born.
Yeah.
And they'd examine us from every detail. And if we was that's all examination there was no such thing as sending us to Oklahoma City then.
Uh-huh.
Well, of course, I passed in high. I was in fine shape. Wasn't a thing wrong with me. And then they put out the questionnaire, you know, what they call it. You get your family history. And my wife out there was young and had a baby. And then you was deferred just for a few months.
Uh-huh.
And do you know, I was deferred for 3 months, and then the call came to end train at a certain day. The deferment was over. And I